Now here is another holiday treat for you. We're going to enjoy some extraordinary voices. Don't speak when you spit your venom, keep it shut. I hate it when you hiss. The names behind these voices are...
Hey guys, my name is Scott Hoyne.
Hey, I'm Mitch Grossi.
Hey guys, I'm Kevin Alushala.
I'm Kirsten Maldonado.
And I'm Avi Kaplan.
And we are Pentatonics.
Pentatonics won a Grammy this past February for Best Arrangement, Instrumental, or Acapella. They're nominated for another Grammy for the upcoming awards. And when the group formed 4 years ago, it's almost as if it was meant to be. We'll let them tell it.
Three of us grew up together in Arlington, Texas. We've known each other since we were little kids. We did community theater. We did choirs growing up. And then we went to audition for the show called The Sing-Off on NBC. And my friend that I met in college was like, you have to add a bass and a beatboxer if you want to win the show or even make the show. And so we were like, okay, let's find one. So we found Avi. And then Kevin, just like a few weeks before the audition, had this video on YouTube that went super viral of him playing cello and beatboxing. We were blown away by his musicality and the sounds he could make. And so we called him up and he was down to fly out and audition with us. And then we ended up making the show and winning the show. And that's kind of how everything really got started.
Since Pentatonics formed, every album they've put out has ended up on the Billboard charts. Their record, That's Christmas to Me, was a number one holiday album last year and again this year. We ask about one song on the album that's a hit, a mashup of Winter Wonderland and Don't Worry, Be Happy that has more than 11 million plays on Spotify.
When we were arranging Winter Wonderland, we were just kind of playing around with it, and it all happened very organically. We just decided we wanted a reggae beat, and then all of a sudden, one of us just started singing the Don't Worry, Be Happy, the da 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 ba da ba ba da ba da da and we got so inspired and excited by that, and so we decided to mash them up. And then, I don't know where the idea came from, but we're huge fans of this girl named Tori Kelly, and we decided to feature her on it because she's good at scatting and doing all that improvisational stuff. And so she came in, and I just remember in the studio, she was laying down all this different improv stuff and making up new stuff, and probably has 12 takes of just brilliance, and each take was so different, and it was so much fun to kind of go through and pick our favorite moments. And that's probably one of my favorite songs on the whole album. It's just such a jam, and it turned out so great. When we perform these Christmas songs live, the audience goes crazy. I mean, people love Christmas music, and we like received advice that if you do Christmas songs, it might be a little bit of a dull moment in your show because people want to hear like your normal songs. But we did it anyways, and I mean, not with our fans, because when we were singing these Christmas songs like Hark the Herald and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, I mean, the audience was belting the lyrics, and it was like such a fun moment in the show. And so it's really fun for us because December is really like the only month that we can sing this music that we've worked so hard on and are proud of. And so it's been a really fun little tour run we've been doing. When we were putting together our Christmas album, That's Christmas to Me, we wanted to have a moment on there that was just this really complex arrangement, something really fun, spooky, cool, and we're all huge fans of the Nutcracker, and so we decided to do Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, and we wanted it to be really tough and really intense and fun, and so we got together with our arranger, Ben Bram, and we sat down and we mapped out all these really complicated chords. So for example, 1, 2, 3. So all those are just really crunchy chords, which are hard to tune, and they sound really cool if you get it right. All right, so now we're going to perform our version of Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. We hope you guys enjoy it.
1, 2, 1, 2.
That's Pentatonix with their version of Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. If you want to hear more Pentatonix, go to npr.org.